Hey everyone, Danny here. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 235. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me on this next episode. So, in today's episode, I want to read a small portion of scripture and one that I've, been through. I guess I can maybe couldn't overstate it countless times as I've, reformed my way through the book of Genesis. And this is something that just really struck me, and I believe that it's going to be an encouragement for some people listening, as I know it was an encouragement even just to myself as the Lord began to show me some new component in this story that you're likely familiar with. So it's Genesis chapter 18, and we'll read verse 12, but just to give you a little context of this, we see that there are three visitors that have found their way to Abraham, and he, before they make their way to see the condition of Sodom in Gomorrah, Abraham convinces them to stay with him, and in doing so, there's a promise given to Abraham, though it's not the initial promise, it's a reinforcement of the promise. So, verse 12 of chapter 18 says, "Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, 'After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?'" If you're familiar with this story, you recall that the one speaking tells Abraham that this time next year they will have a son, and by this point they are significantly in older age, and it is hard to believe. Now, in this, we'll get a little technical with some words, some meanings in the Hebrew, and so just if that's not something that is of much interest, I do hope that you just bear with me, because it is pretty insightful on what that can be discovered inside of that. So I'm going to read, that was, I believe, the New King James. The ESV says, "So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, 'After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure?'" Now, I have read this verse countless times, and in each of those times considered its implications, but something new hits me that stirs me inside. Now, did you know that this is the first and only time this Hebrew word is used in the Old Testament? Now, this is where we see, "Shall I have pleasure?" So the word there is Ednah. It's E-D-N-A-H. And this word comes from the primitive root of Adan, which is A-D-A-N, which means to be soft or pleasant. In figurative sense, it's to live voluptuously. Another wording is delight self. Now, we also can see the word, if you noticed, A-D-A-N, we can also see Eden, E-D-E-N, tied to this same root, meaning pleasure. Now, the ESV translates, this is a different word now we're talking about. Remember it said, "After I am worn out." Now, the ESV translates grown old, which is what the New King James says. The ESV translates grown old as worn out. But there's something unique to see there. That Hebrew word is balah, B-A-L-A-H, balah or balah, and with a primitive root meaning to fail, or by implication or implied, to wear out, to decay, or causatively consume or spend. So those are the two things I'm wanting to draw attention to. The word pleasure, which we said was edna, which in its primitive rendering means to be soft or pleasant. And you can see it tied to the word Eden, which is the meaning pleasure. And then the second word drawing attention to, we said, was grown out or worn out, grown old or worn out, which is balah, which is to fail or to wear out, to decay, or causatively to consume or spend. Okay, so that's some of our technical stuff that we kind of want to lay some groundwork for. But I think inside understanding those words more fully helps us to paint a more clear picture, or a more full picture, maybe is a better way to put that. Because it's not to say that the way we've understood it is wrong, but perhaps the way we've understood Genesis 18:12 is perhaps incomplete. And I'm hoping that in broadening our understanding, it provides encouragement to you listening wherever you find yourself currently in your Christian journey. So now contextually, we see that it says the way of women had ceased with Sarah. Likely this is, you know, the monthly regularity that women would experience has stopped with Sarah. Now, this shows us that there is a, if you will, physical worn-outness with Sarah, but there is something more going on with Sarah, I believe, and submit to you here, that we all can relate to. Now, Sarah isn't saying simply, "Shall I enjoy the way of intimacy again?" When she says, "After I'm worn out, shall I have pleasure?" She's not, I believe, she's not saying something of the nature of, shall I enjoy intimacy again? Because I think it's a bit presumptuous for us to think that they don't still enjoy physical intimacy. Now, Sarah was 90 years old when she had Isaac. And she died when she was 127 years old. But, and yes, we think of this and we think, you know, that's old. And by our standard, it is. And as we do know that the age of those who would die would begin to decline. And of course, by, you know, Noah's standard of age, Sarah dying at 127, she would, you know, still been a young, very much young. But as the generations went on and on, life expectancy, or the life at which one would pass on, was dropping lower and lower. So, sure, this is a fairly old age. But I think something important for us to remember, and this is as it relates to looking through the lens of this word pleasure and tying it to enjoying intimacy. Remember, though, she was 65. and something I think that we take for granted. She was 65 years old when Abraham lied about her bridal identity when entering Egypt because, do you remember? It was because of her striking beauty. Abraham was so convinced that they would just kill him to take her. So she's at that point, she would have been 65 years old. And of course, we don't have any pictures. But if he was worried that the Egyptian leadership would just simply kill him and have her, she must have been something to behold. But she was 65. Now, it's hard for us to relate to that because of just the way we are by the age of 65. But that was when she was 65. Sarah was 90 when she had Isaac. So this would have been this time period that we're talking of here in Genesis 18:12. She would have been about 89 years old. But just because, and we see it says the way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. That's Genesis 18:11. Just because that's so does not mean that she was something like what we'd think of our great-grandmother. Now, I would wager that she was actually nothing like that. So for us to presume that this idea of shall I again have pleasure, for us to presume that this necessarily has to do with anything regarding enjoying, once again, physical intimacy, I think is a little presumptuous, and I believe a little off base. Now she says, after I am worn out, shall I have pleasure? I submit to you that Sarah had spent her hope. Remember, recalling back to this idea of this word pleasure. Her hope was consumed. It had decayed and worn out. Her hope, perhaps, for this promise was gone, was spent, was consumed. Maybe it had failed. How could she possibly be delighted anymore in the promise of hope? How could she carry delight and pleasure in being soft once again to that idea? Years of failure, of brokenness from failure, causes us to turn hard. We need our softness restored. We need the hope of our promise rekindled. Now, perhaps you are listening and your hope is gone or near gone. Perhaps you've been holding onto a word from the Lord and it just hasn't come to be. Maybe you're wondering what has happened, what has gone wrong, have you done something wrong, or have you not done enough? Now I find myself in a very similar place, wondering if I'll ever see these things come to pass that he's spoken to me. It's not that we don't believe that he can. It's just that the waiting for him to do is spending our tenderness to the promise. Now, have you ever known someone who says a lot of things but never delivers? When they speak, you nearly roll your eyes and, like Sarah, laugh to yourself thinking, yeah, sure. But I know I miss the tenderness to the promise. Maybe you do as well. This episode is to encourage you that whatever he has promised you, he is faithful to fulfill. And though it may take years and years for it to come to be, rest knowing that He will bring it to pass. And you must just say to Him, "Here I am, Lord." And so I ask that Jesus renew our tenderness toward the promise. And I ask that the Holy Spirit would bridge the gap in our understanding and in our wisdom, seeing for us what we cannot see ourselves. So be encouraged and be filled full with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, so be it.